Dolly inside my private world. The larger-than-life and 5-foot-tall icon opens up about her real life, her decades-long marriage, and how she stays so young at heart. Dolly Parton isn't one to be caught off guard. If I go to the grocery store, I'll dress like me because if I'm going to see somebody, I'd rather them say, I saw Dolly at the grocery store and she was so overdone, than say, God, I saw Dolly at the grocery store and she looked like hell, says the country legend, her lilting laugh filling the room. At 72, with nearly 60 years of showbiz under her belt, she's always prepared and knows exactly what she wants. As with her iconic over-the-top style, I don't like to not look like me, says the singer, who arrives camera ready and 30 minutes early for her people photo shoot with her signature blonde mane coiffed, charcoal-lined eyes, and lips perfectly painted. Her infectious charm is also at the ready, and the ever-private star is not opposed to using it as a shield when she needs to. Finding herself opening up as never before about her personal life, she suddenly pauses for a moment. What does this have to do with Dumplin', she asks herself as much as anyone else, referring to her latest project, a new Netflix film starring Jennifer Aniston. But it's that balance of sass and savvy that has fueled her amazing journey. Beloved for her unshakable sense of self, Parton was always so confident in her skin. Born in a one-room cabin in the tiny town of Pittman Center, Tennessee, the singer was the fourth of 12 children raised by Robert Lee Parton, a farmer, and his homemaker wife, Abby Lee. I grew up in a very poor family with no material things. I had to claw and scratch my way through everything, says Parton. With 5 sisters and 6 brothers, she struggled to find her place and also battled body image issues. I'm a hog at heart, says the star, who co-wrote 6 new songs on the soundtrack for Dumplin'. The musical comedy based the young adult novel of the same name by Julie Murphy tells the story of an overweight teen who is the daughter of a former beauty queen, played by Aniston, and draws inspiration from Parton's music. Though she cemented her status as a bona fide star in the 70s with number one hits like Jolene and I Will Always Love You, before breaking through in Hollywood with her first feature film, 9 to 5, Parton says she's faced struggles in the spotlight.